Did you hear it? That is the Larry's Losers Orchestra. They are pumping up the jam. Pumping up the jam. You seriously can't handle their jelly when they jam. The jelly with the jam. Jelly and jam on fresh rye bread. Delish. Jelly and jam on fresh rye bread. Anywho, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the famous Larry's Losers Orchestra. They're the best in the biz. They're the best in the biz. So why don't you give them some love? There you go. There you go. Give them some love. Show them some love. Yes. Yes, thank you. Welcome to episode 5 of Loser Talk with Lair. Losing a lot more than just weight. I'm so thankful that I let life guide me in the direction of this podcast, and I continue to let it take me wherever it wants down this path. It truly is a season of stress and anxiety for me, like I talked about last week, and usually I would just sit paralyzed and worry. But this time, I let life take me by the hand, and this podcast was one of those beautiful things that was born during this very difficult period. The creative flow that it allows me and all the love that I'm getting from all over the world is truly helping me to heal and grow. It's beyond words. Please continue to find me on Instagram at Larry's Losers 22. Facebook is The Evolution of Larry, and on there you can ask to be in our private, exclusive Larry's Losers VIP group on Facebook, where our loser family is rapidly gathering and growing with fun, new ways to connect with each other and with me. Guess what? We even have our own Zoom starting on April 7th. I'm so excited. So make sure you join in on the fun. Our own Zoom's coming up. If you're liking this podcast, I provided a link on here to my Venmo and on Facebook also with other ways to gift too. I'm so grateful that you're here with me listening. Thank you so much. Do you ever sit around and think about your darkness? I mean, I know you're thinking, well, no, Larry, that's morbid and weird and wizardry and witchery. And why would I think about darkness? I pay my electric bill. My lights are on. But here's the thing. I have a beard, right? And the beard knows all. And if you ever listen to me talk, you will hear me talk about the light and dark a lot. Light and dark, right? Everything in life that is supposed to be scary and dark to us, we need to make friends with and shine our light on. Doesn't that just make sense to you, or is it just me? Why would we try to hide it our whole lives and ignore it and tuck it away? Tuck it away, ignore it. What does that do? Think about that. Because that's exactly what we've always done. We hide it away, let it be dark and inside us, tucked away and ignored, and let it eat away at us. We think, well, we aren't thinking about it. We are ignoring it, so it will go away. But it's the total opposite. It eats us from the inside. We are always told, don't talk about it, suck it up, move on. All those things that we're just supposed to do to handle it. But that's not how life works. Because here goes the eating to make the pain stop. Or the drugs, or the alcohol, or whatever it is that we think will make all that noise go away. Nothing. We'll make it go away until we dance with that darkness and realize that scary monster isn't really that scary at all. Remember last week I told you that I was HIV positive? Let me tell you about a darkness. Let me tell you, that's a darkness, okay? That came at a huge dark time in my life, huge. I was at a proud pinnacle moment in my retail career. But I didn't know it. I was the shop director for Bath & Body Works at St. Matthew's Mall in Louisville, Kentucky, a very high-volume, prestigious position to have that I just stumbled in and grabbed And I wasn't even able to see or care how much talent and full of potential that just came naturally to me. It just oozed out of me, and I didn't know. It just came naturally to me. It always had, and I chose to ignore it because I didn't deserve any of that. I deserved the darkness that devoured me. It devoured me because I let it. I enjoyed that miserable feeling. I think if you start connecting with your darkness, you will realize you understand what I'm talking about. We get comfortable being uncomfortable because it's all we ever deserved. Anywho, I'm getting ahead of myself. I tend to do that. Back to St. Matthew's, Louisville, Bath and Body Works. So miserable Larry worked one night, closed the store, and ended up downtown to drink, of course. This was the year 2000. My God, that was 24 years ago. 24 years ago. Gulp. Wow. So yeah, I was younger and pretty, and I looked good at the club. I met a guy, of course. I was young. I was a hot guy. He was young. He was a hot guy. And you know, I'm not ashamed. People all over the world have, you know, sex. Shh. Don't tell anyone, but it's true. And now you got me blushing. But it's true. People all over the world do some things. There was something about this night, though. I remember getting to his very cool high-rise apartment. It was so nice. But I don't remember much about it. I remember blacking out, waking up during, kinda, blacking out, leaving, getting very sick on the way home, blacking out. I feel like something was put in my drink. But none of that mattered. None of that mattered. I was in a deep, dark place. Anyway, the night was over. Usual drunk Larry, back to work, miserable Larry, blah. I was homesick. I was just sick and miserable, living in my darkness. I got very sick a few weeks later. A flu came over me so bad I couldn't move for a couple weeks. It was lingering. I could not move. I can't even describe it to you. I knew exactly what had happened and what all this meant. I was a child of the 80s. I watched in horror all of the horrific images of everyone dying. And then as I got older, I watched in person the horror of friends dying with it. I knew now I had it. That darkness lived inside of me. That darkness that I've been so terrified. My entire adult life is now part of me. But what did I do? The flu eventually went away. I went back to work and pretended everything was fine. Everything was fine. But every couple of years, my body would remind me. With weird infections and hospitalizations and unexplained happenings that myself and the doctors would just ignore, and treat the symptoms. Ignore the darkness. Maybe it'll just go away. Then Mom needed me and I moved home. I kept getting sicker and sicker and fatter and fatter. I was starting instinctively to know that I needed to find myself. Where was I? Who was I? What was I? Somewhere in all that mess, all that darkness, I was there somewhere, but I had no idea how to find the light. I was searching. I had been searching, but I had no idea. Then one day I decided to get tested. I decided that I had to look into that darkness. I talked to Mom about it as we sat outside. I'll never forget the conversation. There's so many conversations that I'll never forget with her, of course. I told her that I knew I was positive, HIV positive, and she said she knew that I was too. But I had to get tested to face it, to finally face it and start that journey, that dance with that darkness, getting to know that darkness. So I did.
I faced that scary darkness. And at first it was horribly scary, horribly scary, horribly scary facing it. Sorry, I'm getting choked up. But after I sat with it for a little bit and got to know it and understand it, it became a great teacher for me. Actually, I was so grateful to it. It made me stop drinking. It made me stop in my tracks. It made me slow down and realize life is good and precious. It really did make me. It made me realize that there are roses to stop and smell, and that they do smell good. So grateful. My middle niece moved home right as I started meds, and she took me to my doctor's appointments. We have always been very close. I've always treasured our relationship, so close. And as we went to our appointments, she and the doctor started noticing each other and flirting. She and the doctor started dating. She and the doctor got married. She and the doctor had two beautiful babies, have two beautiful babies. She and the doctor have a beautiful life together. That doctor has become an integral part of our family. He was an angel to my mom and became one of her very own. He took care of her when she was sick. They took her into their home, and that is where we cared for her when she left us. That doctor is an angel of ours. If I would have lived in that darkness and stayed in that misery and sickness and let it continue to devour me, continued to deny and ignore that anything was happening to me, continued to fight the darkness and be afraid, none of that light, none of that miracle of life and beauty, that angelic light of life would have never happened to us. None of it would have ever happened to us. The choice is really ours. We can be comfortable being uncomfortable, or we can finally stand up for ourselves because we finally deserve to live. We deserve to have our light. We deserve to take that darkness and acknowledge it and let it work for us instead of letting it devour us. I see it all the time with basic things like food, scared of the food. And I always say, food didn't make us sick. Food didn't make us fat. Food didn't get us unhealthy. Eat the food. Eat the food. Be okay with the food. Don't be upset with the scale. Get on the scale. Don't be scared of the scale, all of it. Don't be scared of it anymore. Once you shine your light on any of the scary parts, it all becomes your normal, and you can handle it all. I know my story is dramatic, and I hope your stories aren't as dark, but no matter how dark your darkness is, what do you think about this? Do you think you can start normalizing those things you've chosen to hide and ignore? We know what happens when we hide and ignore. That's when sickness finds us. So don't let it find you. But you can find me. God, I'm good. Find me on Instagram at Larry's Losers 22. The Evolution of Larry on Facebook. On there, ask to join our exclusive private Larry's Losers VIP group. Our loser family is gathering there with all kinds of new ways to connect with us. Please tell me what you're thinking. Don't forget to rate, follow, like, comment, review, all the stuff. And you can even leave a gift. I've provided a link on here to my Venmo if you're liking the vibe of my loser podcast. I so appreciate you listening. Before I leave you, here are some words of wisdom. Fear not the dark, for we bloom in the womb before greeting our light. We were made out of the darkness. Let's use it to help us learn and grow. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time. Love you all.